President Trump has returned from his eventful first overseas trip, and waiting for him here at home are new reports on his administration's connections to Russia, this time involving his son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. All that controversy, though, distracts from some other items of government business that will have a huge impact on regular people across America. Last week, President Trump's proposed budget was released, detailing massive cuts to programs and agencies. And the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office released its assessment of the Republican health care bill. This is The Week That Was.
Welcome back. The new budget making big news in the Trump presidency.
Trump budget introduced today constitutes a massive transfer of wealth from working families, the elderly, the children, the sick, and the poor to the top 1%.
We are not kicking anybody off of any program who really needs it. We have plenty of money in this country to take care of the people who need help.
You have said that the foundation of your budget is 3% growth. And I have looked every which way at how you might get there. And you can't get there.
The Congressional Budget Office has just released its report on the health care bill passed by the House earlier this month.
If the government's going to stop forcing people to buy something that they don't want to buy, then they won't buy it. And that's basically what CBO is saying.
Trump care would be a cancer on the American health care system. Unless you're a healthy millionaire, Trump care is a nightmare.